Last time we started discussing the sugya of Holchei Drachim and Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that there's a distinction between Holchei Drachim for Dvar Rishus and Holchei Drachim for Dvar Mitzvah. That Holchei Mitzvah Aptur Min Asukah Ben Bayom Ben Balayla, but Holchei Dvar HaRishus Aptur only when they're traveling. If they're Holchim Bayom, then they're Aptur Bayom but Dechayah Balayla. If they're Holchim Balayla, then they're Aptur Balayla but Dechayah Bayom. And we discussed, let's say you have Holchei Drachim Bayom, that they're potter only by yom, but the chayav balayla. What does that mean? That the chayav balayla, miyashin machlokes magen Avram levush, whether they're actually chayav to build a sukkah balayla, or they're only chayav to be tareach, to involve themselves, to busy themselves, to try to find the sukkah. If it takes a little bit of time, if it takes effort, then mechuyev to try to find the sukkah. But ad kedei kach that they have to build a sukkah, that they're not mechuyev in balayla. That was the machlokes haposke. The other question that we have to address is who exactly are these Holchei Drachim? So people who are Holchei Drachim for Dvar Rishus, they're going on their own volition, for their own purposes. They're not Holchei Mitzvah. So what's included in the Dvar HaRishus that they're allowed to go for, that they'll be Potem and Asukah? So Rashi writes over here, Holchei Drachim Bayom, Turim and Asukah Bayom, Dersib Asukos Teshur Ke'en Yeshivas Beisa, Deshem Shekol Ashona Eino Nimna Mileches Baderach Bischora Kach, she says that just like the rest of the year, a person lives in a home, he'll go out b'derech schora, he'll go out for his business. So too, Teshu Kein Toduru tells me, Kein Toduru, that the deer in the sukkah has to be like the deer in the bayis. It makes sense. It's natural for a person to sometimes go for schora during sukkahs as well. So the pasuk does not require him to sit in the sukkah when he goes out b'derech schora. So from Rashi, at least a simple reading of Rashi, you get the impression that it's somewhat limited, that Holchei Drachim for Dvar Rishus is not just for anything. It means for Schora, some kind of a Tzora, some kind of a need, a pressing personal need. That's the kind of individual who's going to be Potem in Asukah, even though he's not actually Oseg B'mitzvah. Holchei B'dvar Rishus, but if it's for Schora, so then he'll be Potem in Amitzvah. Tosus doesn't say like that. Tosus broadens it a little bit. What does Tosus say? Holchei Drachim Bayom, Kol Zanafka Miteshu Kein Toduru, the Zelba Pismon, the same Pismon as Rashi, of Akash and Rashi?
Yes, why doesn't Rashi say, so what does Rashi hold that's not for Schora?
Maybe Rashi would say that Jechayev in Sukkah. Let's say a person goes Latainuk Baalma, he goes to an amusement park with his family, he's going out on a Tiyul, Cholomoid, so maybe Rashi would say that's not called a Tzorech. The Ptur of Holchei Drachim for Dvar Rishus, even though we're employing the principle of Teshu Kein Toduru, it doesn't apply across the board. Maybe the Rashi holds that it's limited to a person who goes out for a tzorech. It's still a Dvar HaRishus, but it's a tzorech. But maybe if someone goes out L'tainuk Ba'alma, just goes out for his own pleasure, maybe Rashi would not hold that that's enough of a tzorech to pater from the sukkah. Yes?
I mean, during the rest of the year, he will go out for his own pleasure.
It's a very good he'ara, right? That's a good he'ara. If it's based on Teshu Kein Toduru, so then the rest of the year, he sometimes goes out for pleasure. He's not always in his home. So the Teshu Kein Toduru should tell me that there is more of an expansive place. An excellent point. Excellent point.
That was my question.
Mark?
But if he's also going for his own Pana'ah, and he knows there's not going to be a sukkah, then how could he be chayav in a sukkah if he knows there's not going to be a sukkah then?
What do you mean?
He should have heter to.
The heter is that it's natural for him to go. If Teshu Kein Toduru tells me whatever is natural for a person to do, he'll leave his home for certain purposes that are not Tzorchei Mitzvah, that's natural, so too when it comes to Sukkot. It's natural for him to do that, so he should be Potem in HaSukkah, just like he'll leave his bias for that purpose. Yeah, he goes on a vacation. So just because he goes, right, is he going to stay in his home forever? No. He goes out on a vacation. He'll go out on business, but also go on a vacation. That's not for business, that's for pleasure. So if a person will leave his home for pleasure, so then why can't he leave his home for sukkah? Right? Could you be able to leave his home during sukkah? Not for sukkah, but during sukkah, he should be able to leave his home, and he shouldn't be chayav in the sukkah. That should be the rule of Teshu Kein Toduru. Yeah?
If you had, for some reason, had a chiyuv to stay at home, then you would stay at home. So if you have a chiyuv to stay in the sukkah, then you would stay in the sukkah.
You don't have a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. You have a chiyuv to dwell in the sukkah the way that you dwell in your home. That's the nature of mitzvah sukkah. There's no chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. The sukkah's teshu, Shivas Yom tells me that you're supposed to be koveya yadiras keva in the sukkah, just like you would be koveya the rest of the year yadiras keva in your home. So it's mamish zemul zet, right? It's an equation. So we have to extrapolate from beis kol hashana to sukkah. during the 7 days of Sukkot, the 8 days of Sukkot, whatever, right, to figure out exactly what is called Ken Tadur. So Rashi does mention this Derech Schor, that leads some to want to suggest maybe it's more limited. But Tosus already expands. Tosus says, Hoche Drachim Bayom Apata, because of Keshu Ken Tadur. Shekshem Shadon Beveso Eino Nimna Milotes LaDerech, etc. Right, then he talks about Mitzvah. Tosus doesn't mention anything about Derech Schor. Tosus just says, a person is Yotze LaDerech Kol Ashon Akula. So on Sukkot as well, he should be able to be Yotzei Laderach. He doesn't mention anything about Tzchor. Rav Moshe, in his tshuva, he wants to suggest that maybe the Tur of Holchei Drachim is only the Derech Tzchor, v'chadome, only if a person is going out litzorech. This is a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chele Gimel Simen Tzadi Gimel. Moshe writes, Awesome. You can't go to an amusement park if you're not gonna. You can go to the amusement park, but you can't eat outside the sukkah and achilas keva. You'll have to have achilas arai, have the yogurt or the shahakols, but you can't have an achilas keva that would be chayav to eat in the sukkah. The whole chidrachim sheisa besukah daf chavok shehu l'dvar harishu shepturin akapone bayom ukshaholchen lemischaru chayotze, he says. Dafka l'scharu chayotze. He doesn't quote Rashi, interestingly enough. He says midas atzmo, the same thing as Rashi. Moshe doesn't quote the Rashi, but he's mechavim. Why? Why does he say dafka l'mischa? He mentions 2 points. First of all, shu tzorech mamish. It's a real tzorech. Number one, it has to be a tzorech. Not stam tainik. Tainik is not a tzorech, what Moshe says. Number two, v'gamu l'chol adam. It's also l'chol adam. Meshav l'chol nefesh. It's a tzorech for everyone. It's a tzorech, and it's equal to every individual. It's not unique to you. Shebeshvil zah, yitzorech lotzeis gami beisa. Shelachem ba'ofen zah, mutter lotzeis mehasuka. Rav Moshe says that since it's normal for people to leave their home for this purpose, and it is a tzorech, right? 2 things he points out. First of all, it's a tzorech. Secondly, it's normal for everyone to do this. It's not unique to you. So that you can leave your sukkah for. But for tiyul, for tainik ba'alma, he says, no. It's not really a tzorech, he says. Just for tavoso, v'hano oso. It's not a tzorech. So he holds that it's not mutter to leave the sukkah for that purpose. You have to only eat and achila sarai outside the sukkah. Because really, you're chayav in sukkah for that kind of halchei drachim. Rabbi Yoshev in his Ha'oris to Sukkah disagrees. He says, like the Svarah that some of you are mentioning, he says that if the Ptur of Holchei Drachim is based on Teshu Kein Taduru, so then let's extrapolate from Bayis to Sukkah. It's natural for a person to go out for a Tiyul, for God, for Tainik Ba'alma. So on Sukkot also, he should be allowed to go out for Tainik Ba'alma, and he should be part of Sukkah, because what's the difference? Ma'ishna Zemi Zem. Yeah.
Don't we say it's Tzorech for himself anyways to like go out and be happy as long as it's not my Suman?
Right, it is a tzorech yomtov. Yeah, it's a tzorech yomtov, simchas yomtov, but why are you potem in a sukkah for that? That's the question. Are you potem in a sukkah just because it's a tzorech of yomtov? It's a tzorech of yomtov, but that's not a real... You're saying that should be a tzorech. Why should it not be called a tzorech? A tainug is also a tzorech, it's a tzorech of yomtov. Okay, but it's not a tzorech aguf as much as mischa. Mischa means that a person needs a parnosa, so he's going to go out on business. He doesn't need the tainug in the same way. I hear you. It's a taina, right? It's a good taina. It really is a tzarech. Even if it's not a tzarech, l'chor, you should say that it's teishu kein todur. L'chor, the simple pshat is that it should be mutter. That you shouldn't. That if you go out for tainuk ba'alma to some amusement park on a cholamoy vacation, you should be part of an asuka. You could eat nachilas keva even outside the sukkah because teishu kein todur should tell me that it's normal for a person to leave his home to go to tainuk ba'alma. So too, it's normal on sukkahs. He should be allowed on sukkahs to leave his sukkah, even for Tanik Ba'alma. Aye, Rashi. Rashi says, B'derech Schor. So Ba'emis, Tosus already argues with Rashi, because he doesn't mention Schor. He doesn't mention anything about Schor. So you're not beholden to Paskin like the Rashi. But Ba'emis, some pointed out to me that maybe even Rashi is not Mukhrach. You don't necessarily have to say from Rashi that he means to limit the din of Holchei Drachim. Maybe Rashi is giving an example of Holchei Drachim. He wants to contrast Dvar Mitzvah and Dvar Rishus. He's giving an example. What's a Dvar Rishus? Someone who's Holich, but Derech Mischar, he's going for Schora. Rashi's not saying that the Ptur of Holchei Drachim is limited to hold it with their authority. He's just giving an example. And the raya is that we found an earlier Rashi that also mentions Holchid Rachim B'derech Schara, and there he's not talking about the Ptur from Sukkah B'chlau. Do you recall the Rashi? Rashi on Chav Hei Amad Aleph, at the beginning of the Sugya. Now what does the Gemara say on Chav Hei Amad Aleph? The Gemara passes that also the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. And what's it learned? That B'lech Lecha B'derech Ki Derech, right? And the Gemara explains that Maderech Rishus, Safko Rishus, that Belechas Didach, excuse me, Belechas Didach Uda Machaivis, or Belechas the Mitzvah Ptiras. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Belechas Didach Uda Machaivis, someone who's Holchid Rochim, Belechas Didach Bedrach Rishus, Chaya the Mitzvah. But Belechas the Mitzvah Uda Ptiras. If he's Holchid Bedrach Mitzvah, that's also a Mitzvah, then he's Potem in a Mitzvah. So what's the example of Belechas Didach? The example of Belechas Didach. What does Rashi say? Kiderech, right? Kiderech. What's the case of Kiderech that the Gemara then explains Belechas Didach? There's Rashi Holech B'derech Schorim. Holech B'derech Schorim. Now there, Rashi is not talking about the Ptur from Sukkah. We're not talking about Teishu came to Dur over here. He hasn't gotten to that. So it's a totally different context. He's giving an example of a holech bedvar harishus kiderech that belechas didach hu de mechayves rachmana, but belechas the mitzvah is p'tiras. Rashi gives an example holech bederech schor. You see, this is the example that Rashi loves to give to show you what holech bederech rishus is. So it could very well be that here on Chavav, even though Rashi here is talking about the p'tur of holech drachim from Sukkah, he's not limiting it to holech b'derech schorah. He doesn't mean to say the dafka, if a person is going for a tzorech, a real need, so then he'll be potem in a sukkah. No, maybe Rashi holds, just like Tosfos, that holech drachim b'dvar rishus are potem in a sukkah, no matter what you're going for, even for tainug ba'alma. Teishu kentadur tells me whatever you do in your home, kol ha'shanakula, you can do in the sukkah, you're supposed to do in the sukkah, so if it's normal for a person to leave for tainug ba'alma from their home, then they're allowed to leave the sukkah also. Rashi doesn't deny that. Rashi is giving an example. He's contrasting holche mitzvah with holche drachim for dvar rishus. His example of holche dvar rishus is holche b'der aschar. But he doesn't mean to say a avart here, to limit the din to holche b'der aschar. L'chor, that's more mistabe. That pshat is more mistabe b'das Rashi, like the Tosfos, to say that holche drachim, even for tanik ba'almo, should be potum in asuka. Because that's really what the principle of teishu ken kadur should tell me. Because it's normal to go the tainug ba'alma from one's home. So if that's the case, then on sukkahs as well, l'chora, a person should be potem in a sukkah. He can eat nachilas kava outside the sukkah if he's holchid rochem, even for tainug ba'alma. Again, l'maisa, this is not so relevant because most venues that we go to have sukkahs there. So if the sukkah's right there, l'chora, you should try to eat in the sukkah. It's not so difficult. If a person finds himself in a new venue, in a different location, and there is no sukkah, so technically speaking, it really should be mutter. Right? If he's holchei drachim for dvar rishus, so technically speaking, it should be mutter to eat outside the sukkah, to eat even achilas keva. Mios tov, you know, people have a tendency of trying to be machmir. They'll try to eat achilas arai, not to eat achilas keva outside the sukkah. But me'ikra adin, the basic halacha, right? What's the halacha? The halacha really should be that Teishu came to do, should teach me that someone who's holy, but varashus, even for tainik ba'alma, really should be potem in asoga because it's normal to leave your home for that kind of purpose. So too, one should be allowed to leave the sukkah for that purpose as well. Okay, questions? Yes?
According to the guy that says, like, Teishu Tadiru is, like, you can only do business and stuff. So would he say that even eating in another person's sukkah is bad because it really should be that you have to eat in your own sukkah?
No. Well, why? If you're eating in a sukkah, it shouldn't be a problem. There's no din of lochem in the sukkah. We paskin like those shitas that say that there is no din of lochem. There is one shita that you can't eat outside your own sukkah. That's got to be your own sukkah. We don't paskin like that.
So according to them, then Hershey Park, whatever, would be fine. Because
according to whom? According to people who say you can eat outside your sukkah?
Like the people that say that can't do your own desired stuff, like you can't do your own pleasures, only schar up.
Yeah.
Like they say you can't.
With Moshe?
Whatever, like him and other people that hold that.
So he would say that you can't go to the amusement park and eat an achilas kevah.
They have a sukkah there.
If they have a sukkah, of course Rav Moshe would say that's great. What's the problem? We hold that you can eat, sit in a sukkah sha'ula.
So the only problem is that you are going to miss it for sure.
Right, right. To eat out, to eat an achilas kevah outside the sukkah. That's the shame. Okay, let's go weiter. Tanur Abon. Gemara says, Shomrei ha'ir bayom, p'tur min ha'sukkah bayom v'chayavim b'layla. Shomrei ha'ir b'layla, p'tur min ha'sukkah b'layla v'chayavim bayom. Shomrei ha'ir bein bayom, bein b'layla, p'tur min ha'sukkah bein bayom v'bein b'layla. Because Shomrei ha'ir, that means that they're watchmen of the city, they're like policemen, they have a shift. So whenever their shift is, then they're potter min ha'sukkah, but when the shift ends, then they're chayav to go back to the sukkah. Why they have to go back to the sukkah? So, the stomach they go home, right? That's what the Ritva says. There's no Rashi here in the Gemara, in this Chelin of the Gemara. So the Ritva writes, "Perish time of Mishum Teshu came to do. He does not regilim l'sheres v'vatei and chayav in the sukkah. The Shomri ha'ir bayom akturim in the sukkah bayom, because then they're watching. They're watching, and they're allowed to, you know, they normally leave their home at that time." So they can leave the sukkah at that time as well. But balayla, they go back to their homes during the year, right? So then, during the umtif of sukkahs, they have to go back to the sukkah. Because Teishu Kantadura tells me, whatever they do, kol yimos hashana, they have to do on sukkahs. It's normal for them to be on a shift, they leave their homes, and they go back to the home balayla. So too, they can leave the sukkah bayom, but they have to go back balayla. Shomrei ginos u'pardesim, the Gemara continues. Shomrei ginos u'pardesim, watchmen of the gardens, the orchards, they're watching the fruits. So zok the Gemara, p'turim in asuka, p'turim ben bayom ben balayla. The potter ben bayom ben balayla. The shomrei ha'ir are potter only when they're watching. Shomrei ginos u'pardesim, p'turim ben bayom ben balayla. Frag the Gemara, v'lev di suka hasam. That's the brice, right? Shomrei ha'ir, shomrei ginos u'pardesim. So the Gemara asks on the brice, v'lev di suka hasam. Let the Shomrei Ginos u'Pardesim make a sukkah there. Presumably we're talking about that they're not returning to their homes balayla. Says Rashi, Shomrei Ginos u'Pardesim ein zozim misham. They don't move from there. The Shomrei Ginos u'Pardesim, sometimes during the year they're home, and sometimes they're shomrim. So at the Zmanei Hashana, that the Shomrei Ginos u'Pardesim, the fruits are not growing the whole year. So when they're Shomrei Ginos u'Pardesim, then they're not home. They're not leaving the Ginos u'Pardesim. So it's after Brisa, they're turned by Yom Ben Balayla. So in fact, the Gemara, for Lev the Sukkah Hasan, let them make the Sukkah there. They're staying there. Lev the Sukkah Hasan, Valesu. Abai Amar Teshu Kain Taduru. Rav Amar Pirtza Kora Lagana. Abai says they're potter to make a Sukkah in the Ginos of Pardesim because Teshu Kain Taduru. And Rav says a different time. Pirtza Kora Lagana, that the breach is going to call out to the Ganav. It looks like they're not watching so carefully, Mashal Hedjo, who Rashi says, Afkan Aganav Roya also Yosha Besukah Balayla V'nichnas V'gonev Aperos L'ruach Acheres. The Ganav is going to steal the fruits. He sees that the Shomer is coming into the Sukkah. He thinks he's not watching. So he'll steal the Peros. He doesn't realize there's another watchman there, I guess. Now, Pirtza Kor L'Ganav, it's a problem of the Shmira. Rava says the Shmira continues Balayla because you're not going to be Shomer properly if you go into the sukkah, because Pirtza Kora Laganav, the Ganav is going to think that there is no Shomer Balayla. So you have to, you can't sit in the sukkah. Abaye says it's because of Teshu can't do it at the potter, and Rava says Pirtza Kora Laganav. My benayo, ika benayo, the come into Kari the peri. The Gemara says, what's the chilek between Abaye and Rava? If you're watching a pile of fruit, you're not watching a whole field, it's easy for you to watch it, it's right outside the sukkah. So then, according to Abaye, it's still potter because Teshu can't do it. According to Rabbah, if the time is Pirtza Kora Laganav, so then there is no Pirtza that's Kora Laganav by Minta Kari to the Peri. Minta Kari the Peri. So then you'll be Mechuyev. You'll be Mechuyev in the Sukkah by Lai. You'll be Mechuyev in the Sukkah. Maybe even by Yom. You'll be Mechuyev in the Sukkah because there's no Pirtza Kora Laganav, so there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to go into the Sukkah to eat. That's the Gimel. This is the Gimel. Is really fascinating. What's the reason why these Shomrei Ginos u'Pardesim apot? Right? The Gemara sounds like the Shomeginus of Pareis Maptur and Ben Bayam and Ben Balayla. And Rashi says, why are they part of Balayla? Because they're not Zozim Misham. They're not leaving. They're not returning home. So that's why they should be part of Balayla. But they're not Shomer Balayla either. Right? They're not Shomer Balayla either. So if you hold of the time appears the Kora Laganav like Rava, so then I hear. It's a chaylik fun the shmira. Right? We're afraid of the hefsid. If the appearance says Kora Laganav, we're afraid of the hefsid. What's Abaya though saying? Teishu kein taduru. Teishu kein taduru. What does Teishu kein taduru mean? They're not going home, but they're not being shomer. So if they're not being shomer, if you tell me it's normal for a person to watch the Ginos of Pardes, and that's what Teishu kein taduru means, that's what we had before. Right, the whole chedrachim, it's teshu kedaduru, to leave the bias, so too they can leave their sukkah. That should apply to the shomer ginos of pradesim when they're shomer. But if they're not being shomer balayla, why shouldn't they be chayim? What's the bias saying? What's more, why does Rava argue? Why does Rava need this extra time? Does Rava deny the principle of teshu kedaduru? Absolutely not. Right, Rava holds of teshu kedaduru. Rava is the mara, the shmeitzer. He's the one who coined the term, the mitznar is potem in asuka. That's the Gemara later on. The Omer Rava mitznar potem in asuka. That's Rava. Right? The Bach had a girsa change. Right? The Bach puts in, we know it's Rava. The Bach on Chafei Amebeis says it's Rava who claims mitznar is potem in asuka. Everyone else admits to Rava. But it's Rava's memra. And what's mitznar based on? So that was Tosis and the Ramaschal Holche. Tosis says mitznar is also potem in asuka. Miteishu kein todur, ein adam dor, b'makom shem mitznar. So if mitzdar is part of Misham Teshu Kentadur, Rava admits to Teshu Kentadur. In fact, the Braisa later on Chav Chesam Beis says Teshu Kentadur. Teshu Kentadur is the principle of the whole mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. Right? That's the yesod of Yeshiva Sukkah. Mishnah says on Chav Chesam Beis, Kol Shiva Sayam Madamoses, Sukkos Okeva, Ubeso Arai. Tan Rabbanan Kol Shiva Siyam Madam Moses Sukkos Okeva Beiso Arai Ketzer Hayu Lokelim Noam Malan Lasuka Matzos Noos Malan Lasuka Ochol Pshos Vatav Lasuka Minan Yimili De Tan Rabbanan Teishu Kain Tadu Mekana Amru Kol Shiva Siyam Mos Oso Adam Sukkos Okeva Ubeiso Arai. This is the yisod. Person has to transform his sukkah into his bias. He makes his achilas keva, his diras keva, in the sukkah. That's Teishu Kain Tadu. That's a brisa. That's in Tanoim. Rav has to agree with the brisa. Rav expands the principle of the Braisa to say Teshu Kein Taduru not only teaches me the Yisod of Yeshiva Sukkah, it also teaches me the Pturin. Mitzar is part of the Sukkah based on Teshu Kein Taduru as well, but Rav has to admit to such a principle. So that's what Tosis points out. Pirza Kora Laganav, Lavish, and the less like the Rav Adrosh and Teshu Kein Taduru. The Braisa Yila Kaman Bepirkin. It's a Braisa. Teshu Kein Taduru is in the Braisa. Rav can't deny that. He agrees to Abaye that there is a principle of Teshu Kein Taduru. But he claims that Teishu Kein Taduru doesn't apply in this case. That's the Machlokas Abaye and Rav. So the question is, why not? Why shouldn't Teishu Kein Taduru apply? We don't understand the Abaye's Svara that Teishu Kein Taduru should pater the Shomer Ginus Upardes and even Balayla. And we don't understand why Rav should argue with him. Once Abaye is going to tell us that Teishu Kein Taduru does apply, if Rav subscribes to the principle of Teishu Kein Taduru, he agrees with the Braisa, and he even expands the halacha to Mitzdayr, then Lechora, he should agree with Abaye Svara too over here. That should be the Ptur of Shomer Ginus Upardesim as well. Why does he have to give a different time? So Rashi starts us off. What's Abaye Svara, the Teshu Kein Taduru? It says Rashi Kein Taduru, Kedar Shudar Kolashana Beveso, His Kikoso Torah, Loniach Diroso, Volodur Kan Besuko, Im Mitosa Vuklei Tashmisho Umatsa Osa. Rashi says, Teishu Kein Taduru teaches me that just like a person is dar kol hashana kula in his bias, with what? With his mitas, with his klei tashmish, with his matzos, with all of, with his beds and all his klei tashmish, all of his things and his spreads and everything that he has, to sotu besukah, you gotta be dar like that. You gotta be dar in a normal way. Right? Of course, you don't have to bring everything. You don't have to bring your couch into the sukkah. You don't have to bring your headboards into the sukkah. There are people who try to do as best as they can. They try to bring as much as they can. The sukkah sometimes are not as big as the home. Right? It's hard to bring everything into the home. It's hard to bring everything into the sukkah. that there are those who really try to bring a nice chair, if it's not going to rain, right? A nice chair and a couch and a nice bed, because they want to be koveh, the dearest Kevin and the sukkah. The chiyuv is that you have to bring your bed and your clay tashmish and your matzos. You have to bring your kalim, at least some kalim. Got to bring kalim. It's supposed to be like the bais. Says Rashi, but this individual, the shomeginus upadesim, can't bring their clay tashmish to a sukkah basada, to a sukkah in the gina in the paradise, because of teirach. It's too much of a tircha to schlep the mita, to schlep the clay tashmish, to schlep the tables and the chairs. Now, he can sit in the sukkah, but not with tables and chairs and his mattresses. He can't bring his mattress. He'll sleep on the floor, but that's not sleeping on the floor. It's not comfortable. He has to bring his clay tashmish. He has to bring his mita. Dr. Baye, that's why the shomeginus upadesim are potter. It's not teishu came to do. And they're potter even balayla. Because even if they're not being shomer balayla, they still can't bring the clay tashmish balayla. That's the tour of Teshu Kentadur over here. Before, by the whole Chedrochim, if they're not whole Chedrochim Balayla, so then they can get a sukkah. Maybe they even have to build a sukkah, but they can get what they need for the sukkah. But here they can't get the Klei Tashmish. They can't get it here. They're basada. Can't bring a mattress in. Can't schlep it to the soda. So because you can't get the Klei Tashmish in the soda, Teshu Kentadur tells me, it's not going to be a dira in the soda like deer in the bias. It's not Teshu Kentadur, so therefore he's going to be potter. He's potter in Bayom Ben Balayla, because he can't schlep the clay tashmish and the matzos and the mitas, even Balayla. What does that mean that he can't schlep them Balayla? What does that mean that it's a tirch, he can't schlep them? Can't schlep them to the sudden? Can't schlep them to the sudden? Why can't you schlep to the sudden? Take the time out. You bring whatever you need. So comes the Meiri and says a tremendous chiddush over here. He seems to be interpreting Rashi. Doesn't interpret Rashi Kipshuta. Meiri says, what does it mean, Mipnei HaTorach? It can't bring the Klei Tashmish and the Mitas and the Matzos. If you have a Kovitz, look on with me, please. It's on page Mem in the Meiri. Here it's Abaye. In the middle of the Dibur Maskil Shomrei Ha'ir, about 8 lines down. The first word on the line is Lashon. The Tirat Sabai is Zok Demiri Teishu Kenta Dibur Kloma. Shemei Achar Shezek Koveh Diroso Lashon Shelo Lahaniach Perosav Lenikre Nimiyase Sukko Lashon Afu Tzorach Lahavisham Mitosu Klei Tashmisham. If he's Koveh Diroso Lashon, so then he has to bring his mita and his clay tashmish. Sha'atora Amar Teshu Kain Tadur. Teshu Kain Tadur tells me that you have to be dar b'sukkah k'der shadar b'vayis kol yimos hasham. You gotta bring your clay tashmish and everything there. Zog de Meiri v'miyase kein v'yerdu g'sham v'imein l'mokam l'fanosa. If he's gonna do that and it'll start raining, v'yerdu g'sham. Yeah. If he's going to bring his clay tashmish there, his mita there, and it'll start raining, he doesn't have a mokom lefanos, he doesn't have a place to put the clay tashmish so that it's not going to get ruined. Barehu kemur shame ikoro mitoras hatircha yisera shebepinuyov she'en lo mokom lishom lefanosam. Abaye says, since it'll be a tircha yisera to be mefana the kelim if yerdu gushamim, it'll be a tircha yisera to get rid of the kalim, to put them away so that they won't get ruined. He's like Mursha Mitchila. It's like he's permitted from the beginning not to bring the clay tashmish in the first place. That's the tircha. That could be what the tircha that Rashi is talking about. The Meiri says it's not the tircha to bring it in. Maybe he's machuyev to be tareach, to bring the kalim there. Person is not mechuyev to be tareach to build a sukkah. It's mechuyev to be tareach to build a sukkah. Zok Demiri, no. It's not the tircha to build a sukkah. The problem is, it's a tircha to prevent a hefsid. Tircha to get it away. How's he going to do that? So it's like mursha mitchila. It's like he's permitted from the beginning not to have to bring the clay tashmish there because in the event that it'll rain, it's a tircha to get rid of the kalim. So therefore, from the beginning, he's not mechuyev to bring it there in the first place. That's how the Meiri understood Abaye's Teshuva came to do. Yes?
How is it tircha for someone who's going out to the Sada, but not for someone who's multi-drop? Presumably, if he's away from his own home, he's not schlepping a mattress with him on the road. He's in a far akum, then right. He also can't take his clay tashmish from his house with him. So why there is he not other? Because he can't have all these things in the Sada.
Okay, so two answers. First of all, according to the Levush, that all he has to do is find another sukkah. So it could be that there will be clay tashmish in that sukkah. That's point number one. Point number two, Rava argues. So if we paskin like Rava, for some reason Rava holds that this is not a problem of Teshuva came to do. Lemaisa, we might hold that this is not a problem of Teshuva came to do. But part of the avoda that we have in the sugya is to figure out why is Rava disagreeing. Okay, Abaye might hold that maybe the whole chedrochim would be part of Balayla as well if they don't have the clay tashmish there. Could be. Right? It could be. Or Abaye might submit to the Levush that you're only chayiv if there is a sukkah and the people who have that sukkah have clay tashmish for you. They have a mattress. They have what you need. Okay? Yes?
Two things. According to the Miri, would you imply that if someone were to live where there would be no rain, then there's no... Wait.
I guess so. If there's no expectation of rain there for 7 days, it just never rains there. So then, do we know that it's not going to rain? That's the problem, right? Do we really know? The lashon of the Meiri is that if it'll rain, so then it's a tircha to be mefano all of the kelim. And once he gets out there, he's in trouble. You know, I mean, at that time they didn't have a weather service that could predict the. You know, we can never really predict, but they mamish couldn't predict. They didn't know what was going to happen in another week.
Question about Meiri. I understand that kentadur is that you have to have all your kalim, and yes, but even if someone were, so according to Meiri, it's better if someone just doesn't bring his kalim at all, or do you think you're
doing it? Heishu kentadur, it tells me that you're potter. You want to do it? Zozaim, Mazel, and Glick. You can do what you want. You can be mechayev yourself in the mitzvah. Not mechayev yourself. You can be yoytze the mitzvah. You can have a mitzvah kiyumis, but you're potter. That's all. You're potter. The question, you actually mentioned a good point. What's the din? Let's say someone is part of an sukkah. Is he allowed to push himself to sit in the sukkah? You have to see. Right? A mitzvah is part of an sukkah. Is he allowed to push himself? Is he nikra hedyot if he pushes himself? Could depend on what kind of mitzvah we're talking about. We'll have to talk about that. That's very important. I'm not sure if you got to that in the course. The Ramah? Did someone get to the Ramah? You got to the Ramah. Okay, so we'll see. We'll see. There are different gradations. There's a lot. There's a lot to discuss over here. Jeremy.
Rob mentioned the rain will cause a hapsik. How does that come into play regarding the tircha?
It's a tircha to be mefana the kelim, right? We want you to be able to be mefana the kelim. If there wouldn't be any hapsik, so then you can't claim tircha. We'd say just leave them there. Right, the Torah recognizes that there is a hefsid adavar, and they want you not to incur a hefsid, so they understand. The Torah understands that you're going to have to be in front of the kelim. But now, since it's a tircha, they're in front of the kelim, so therefore you put. Okay, yeah.
The Meiri clearly doesn't hold that. Like he clearly doesn't care about the tircha of taking your stuff from the house into the sukkah. So why doesn't he just say that you have to bring away to protect your kelim also? And then there would be no
I guess it depends how strong the rain is going to be. You know, if you have your kalim in the sukkah and it's the ground, if it rains, then it's, you know, gets wet. Even if you think that you're protecting by putting some kind of a plastic on top of it, which I'm not sure that they had at that time, but, you know, they didn't have, like, fancy plastics and awnings. I think in the Ginos of Pardes, they didn't have, you know, fancy awnings. But even if you did, the problem is that it seeps in through the ground. If the ground is wet, things are going to get ruined. It's just the nature of the situation. Yes?
I'm interested in why the Meiri has to use such a... You think that Torah stemmed from a possibility that it might rain.
Right.
It doesn't seem like such a strong...
What's your pshat in Rashi? So you want to say Rashi is saying Kipshuta. Rashi is saying it's a tircha to actually bring the kelim there. The Meiri doesn't quote the Rashi, but because he uses the lashon of tircha, it sounds like... That's how he's learning B'das Rashi. But you want to say Pasha Dovid, right? You want to say that maybe Rashi just holds that there's a new type of Mitztar, Potem, and Asukah. We've been talking about Mitztar, Potem, and Asukah, and Mitzvah Shem will talk more about this. Mitztar, Machmas, Yeshiva, B'sukah. You're Mitztar because of the bugs and the wind and then the rain and the sun and the heat and whatever, right? Machmas is the yeshiva b'sukkah. The pshuto, Abai is introducing a new type of mitzvah, according to Rashi. They had a mitzvah to get to the sukkah. It's also called a mitzvah. There's a tircha to get to the sukkah that's also called mitzvah. Yeah, that's Taka Hauer of Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Sefer Mekroi Kodesh and Siman Lamed Hei wants to explain B'das Rashi, not like the Meiri. Pashav Shana Rashi is not like the Meiri, but rather Abai is introducing a new type of mitzvah. That mitzvah is potem in a sukkah, even if he's only mitzvah to get to the sukkah. Machmas tircha. It's not mitzvah machmas yeshiva besukkah. If he can bring the clay tashmish there, he wouldn't be mitzvah, but he's mitzvah to get to the sukkah. So, Abaye, that's also a tour of mitzvah. Yes?
I feel like Meiri is doing is adding another requirement for sukkah. You will constantly have to be near some sort of storage room to get your stuff out of chashash of some sort of event occurring. How can you just say that? Where does that come from?
Because it's understood that a person would not want to live in such a place if he can't protect himself. If he can't protect his clay tashmish in the event of rain, he would never live there.
And then according to the Svara,
it's like saying a person is not going to live in a home with a roof that's leaky. Because if it rains, then everything in the home, if he's going to bring his clay tashmish into the home. But if the roof is leaky, then it's going to ruin everything. So he's not going to live there. So too, he's not mechuyev to live in that sukkah.
A person can't build their house in the middle of nowhere because they don't have another place to go if the roof leaks.
Not if the roof leaks. If you know the roof is going to leak, and it's expected, it's an area where there is going to be some kind of rain. You're not living in a desert where it hasn't rained in the last 20 years. If you're living in an area where there's going to be rain, so people will not live in a home with a leaky roof because they're opening themselves up to hefsid. It's the same thing over here. You're not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah if you're not going to be able to protect your clothing and your klei tashmish in the event of rain. That's a bai. That's what Abai seems to be saying according to Rashi. Either like the Meiri's pshat or like the Tzvi Pesach Frank, the simpler pshat, but that's Rashi. The question is, what's Rava disagreeing about? Right, let's focus on Tzvi Pesach Frank's pshat, but that's Rashi, the simpler pshat. If you say Abai is learning a new type of mitzvah to get to the sukkah is also potter, midin teishu came to do, what's Rava disagreeing about? And that's very important to figure out because, of course, we're going to pass like Rava, Machlokas Abai and Rava. Except for the Yalka Gams, we pass them like Rava. This is not one of the Yalka Gams. So we're going to pass them like Shitas Rava over here. So what is Rava disagreeing about? So one could suggest that maybe Rava is disagreeing, Me'ikra Din, about this very point. Rava says, I agree with you that there is a Ptur of Teshu Kentaduru, but not this type of Teshu Kentaduru. This Ptur Mitztar. I'm the one who says Mitztar is Potem and Asukah. I agree with the idea that Mitztar is Potem and Asukah because of Teshu Kentaduru. But what kind of Mitztar? Mitztar machmas yeshiva b'sukkah. He's mitztar because the sukkah causes him tzar. Right? The sukkah causes him tzar. As the Gemara of Chafeh Medbei said, tzara de memela, right? There are these tzara de memela that the ovel is not bringing upon himself, but the sukkah is mitzaroso. Tzara de memela, Rashi said on Chafeh Medbei, she asukkah mitzaroso, called chamo, tzino, sircha, heat and cold and smell and... That's when mitzvah is potem in a sukkah. But mitzvah out of the tircha to get to the sukkah, Rebbe says, what are you talking about, Abai? That's not teshu kein tadur. That's not a tzar that potters you from the sukkah. That's what I disagree with you about. I agree that mitzvah is potem in a sukkah because of teshu kein tadur, but only if the sukkah is mitzvah him. As Rashi says later on the Gemara, right here on Chavav, mitzvah, the Amar Rava, mitzvah, potem in a sukkah, of Rashi, Mitzvah shasukah mitzaroso. Rashi is adamant about that. Not only on Chofei HaMabez, but on Chofav over here as well. That the basic Torah mitzvah is that the sukkah is mitzarahim. Like in the three cases that Rashi brought on Chofei HaMabez. So that could be Rav's shita. That Rav argues fundamentally, he agrees with Abai that there's a Torah of Teshu Kein Tadur, and that's why mitzvah is potter. But only mitzvah machmas yeshiva besukah, that the sukkah is mitzaroso. Not mitzvah machmas tircha, to get to the sukkah, to bring things to the sukkah. As I fight, so far, Rava doesn't go. Yes?
Didn't we have the case before of the chassan and his wife that were sitting like downstairs?
Aldik! Ah! Oh. I'm going to get to that. Right. The Ra'ah also introduced such an idea. Of course, he applied it specifically to chassan, not to everyone. Right? We said that you can't just say everyone is going to be potter from sitting in a sukkah. Because it's a tircha to go upstairs, to go up to the roof. But the Ra'ah said, at least for the chassan, as we explained, since he's involved in the mitzvah, he's being the sameach, his wife, and the bayis, and then his chevra is coming, it's a, It's a tircha for him to go up to the sukkah. So maybe that's why. That's the tsar chosin that Rava is using to pata the chosin. So you see it, at least according to the Ra'ah, that Rava admits that there is some kind of tour of tircha. Okay, but we'll get to that. Okay? Pashup Shad of Rava is not like that. The Ra'ah was a das yachid. There were other ways to explain Rava there. Okay? But the Pashup Shad in Rava is that Rava denies this type of tour of mitzvah. He says, Teishu can do it, can pata mitzvah, but only if you're mitzvah, machas yeshiva besukkah, not if you're a mitzvah to get to the sukkah. The Ran interprets Rava differently. The Ran says different Shad in Rava. What does the Ran say? I'm not sure if you had a chance to look at the Ran. If you have a Gemara, please turn to the Ran. Let's look at it again. In the old Gemara, it says, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph and Daf Yarif. I'm not sure what it is in the new Gemara, but try to follow it. But they have the corresponding Daf on the top of the Rif. On the Sugya. Rava Oma, right? He quotes Abaye, Imamish quotes Das Rashi, the words of Rashi. Yud Beis Amud Aleph and Daf Yarif. First he quotes Abaye. Abaye Amud Teishu came to do Kedar Shalom Dov Beis Sokol Hashon Is Kikosu Torah Lodu Besukah Mikosu Kli Tashmisho Vizeinu Yochol Laviyo Mipnei HaTorah. Mamish, exactly Loshon of Rashi, he leaves out one word, I think. Right, which word? Matzah Osav. I'm not sure what he has against the Matzos. He didn't sleep with the linens. Okay, whatever. It's basically the same thing as Rashi. Rava Amar says the Ran. What does Rava hold? Why does he argue? Lekol lemifter and mishum haytaima. Dekein tadaruhu. Kevin shekol hashana hudor ba'osan habatim shebeginos. Here there's a bracket. They add habatim shebeginos. That means the sukkos. Gemara daf chesam ebeis. For those who've learned sukkah this year, Gemara talks about sukkas hashomrim. At the shomrim had sukkahs also. Not a sukkahs mitzvah. They had, you know, huts that they would live in. Now that's the batim shebeginos. It means they have some place where they live. So kevin shekol hashana hudor ba'osan ha-batim shebeginos uba osan kalim. He doesn't bring all of his kalim to the sod. But he brings something. He doesn't live with nothing. I mean, he needs something. He needs cups and plates and whatever he needs. He has clay tashmish there. If not, he's not going to survive. He's there for a month or two or whatever. Whatever zmani shomer the ginos upadesi. So says Rava, why doesn't the Ptur of Teshu Ken Tadur apply over here? The Ken Tadur. Not because this type of mitzvah is not called a mitzvah. That's not the reason. Right? Not because this mitzvah can't be Bechlal Teshu Ken Tadur. No, the reason why he's not part of me, he didn't Teshu Ken Tadur, is because it is Ken Tadur. Whatever kalim he has normally in the Sada, he'll have on his sukkah stoop. But why is it not Ken Tadur? You'll tell me, but it's a tircha to bring his kleitashmish and the mitas and the... No, but he only has all of his kleitashmish and the mitas and the matzos when he lives in his bayis, you know, his beautiful bayis keva. But for the period of time during the year that he's living by Sada, he doesn't have all of his kleitashmish. So the same kleitashmish that he has in the sukkah sashomrim, in the batim shebeginos, not during sukkahs, he'll have in his sukkah too. He'll build his sukkah on the side of the bais. That's a whole shaila, whether you can use the sukkah sashomrim. If you're mecharish bodover in the sukkah sashomrim, you put up schach, so then it's probably good enough. We're assuming that he's going to have to build a sukkah there. He'll build a different structure for sukkahs. Right? Even though you don't need lishma, we pass in like Beis Hillel that you don't need lishma by sukkah. You should be able to use the same structure, but it's a shayla, right? You have to put it l'shem tzel. So if you were to put the schach l'shem tzel, then the chorot should be kosher according to Beis Hillel, without complicating matters. For some reason, he's gonna build a separate sukkah. Right? He's not gonna use this bais. He's gonna build a separate sukkah, a flimsier type of binyan. Maybe he has a better binyan. Maybe for some reason it's not going to be kosher for sukkahs. He'll have, I don't know, his roof will be made out of metal or something. I don't know. Right? But he'll have a sukkah sashomrim. And he's going to build another sukkah there. So comes around and says, it is ka'en toduru not to have all of your clay tashmish. Whatever clay tashmish he has in the batim shebeginos, then he'll have in his sukkah as well. So how can you say there's a ptur of teshu ka'en toduru? Zabrava, what's the reason he's part of? Here it's a Karalaganov. It's a problem with the Shmiras. That's why he's going to be part of, but not Midin Teshu Kentadur. Rava's a totally different sheet of it. Rava's not saying that he argues with Abai fundamentally and says that a tsar to get to the sukkah is not called a mitzvah. According to the Ran's version of Rava, Rava might admit that a tsar to get to the sukkah is called a mitzvah. And Teshu Kentadur can apply. But by the Shomer Ginosu Pardesim, they're not mitzvah to get to the sukkah. Why? Ah, but they can't bring all of their Klei Tashmish. It's Ke'en Todura without the Klei Tashmish. They don't need the Klei Tashmish. It's normal for them to live in the Sodos and the Ginosu Pardesim without the Klei Tashmish for that period of time during the year. So it doesn't matter that it'll be a Tircha to bring all the Klei Tashmish. It's not Ke'en Todura to bring all the Klei Tashmish, because the times that they're in the Ginosu Pardesim, they live there without their Klei Tashmish. That's why Rava holds not a Ptur of Teshuva Kento Duru. But does Rava admit that Mitzvah to get to the Sukkah would be part of it in Teshuva Kento Duru, Jeremy? Yes! Like the Ra'ah. Right? The Ra'ah could fit well with the Ra'ah. According to the simple version of what Rava disagrees with, Lufi Rashi, the Ra'ah is not fitting it. Right? If Rava argues fundamentally and says Teshuva Kento Duru doesn't apply to Mitzvah to get to the Sukkah, so then Rava earlier about the Chassan and the Shishbinim, when we say that he's part of because of Tsar Chassan, they're all part of because of Tsar Chassan, that can't be that he's mitzvah to get to the Sukkah, because that type of mitzvah is not potter. Only mitzvah machmas yeshiva besukkah is going to be potter. But according to the Ran, you're free to interpret like the Ra'odim. Because according to the Ran, Rav is not arguing against Abai. Rav admits that there could be a new Sukkah mitzvah, there could be a new type of mitzvah to get to the Sukkah. But Rava says that type of Ptur Mitzvah doesn't apply to Shomer Ginosu Pardesim, because here it really is Ken Tadur, even if they can't bring their Klei Tashmish, because when they're Basada, they don't live with the Klei Tashmish anyway. Question? I saw him though. Okay. This round is very important. Because, again, we're going to pass in like Rava. So depending on how Rava argues against Abaye will determine how expansive the Torah of Mitzvah can be. Can there be a Mitzvah if a person is not Mitzvah Machmas Yeshiva B'Sukkah, but rather he's Mitzvah to get to the Sukkah, or to bring things to the Sukkah. To bring things to the Sukkah, to bring Sparim to the Sukkah, to bring pillows to the Sukkah, all different cases that the Poskim talk about. Right? Does Rava admit that there can be this other type of Mitzvah, or does Rava argue fundamentally and say, no, there is no such Ptur of Mitzvah. Very, very important. So according to the Ran, Rav is not arguing fundamentally. He agrees with Abaye that there can be a Ptur of Teshuva Kento Duru, a Ptur of Mitzvah to get to the Sukkah. He just claims that doesn't apply over here because it's normal for them to live without their Klei Tashmish in the Sukkah. Jeremy.
According to the Ran, and how he explains Rav, do we just change the definition of Teshuva Kento Duru from being in our regular house to being in the houses outside in the field?
It's not that we've changed the definition of Teshu Kentadur. What we've said is that the Shomer Ginosu Pardesim live in different places at different times during the year. So if for the period of 2 or 3 months they're living in the Sada, then that's their bias. That's Nikva as their bias. So Teshu Kentadur is Nikva based on that mock. We don't look at the bias that they live. It could be 6 months here, 6 months there. Why should I say that their very strong bias is their bias? It's a function of where they're living before Sukkot. Right? If the week, or two, or three, or four, the month before Sukkot, they're living in the Sada, then that's their bias, that's their makom. The Teshu Kentadur is a function of that makom. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank points out that the Ritva has a different understanding of this Gemara. So although, according to the Ran, perhaps we might be mechadish this new type of mitzvah. Because again, we're going to pass him like Rava. Right? So if Rava argues against Abai and says there is no second type of mitzvah to get to the sukkah, then we're not going to be able to have that type of mitzvah. According to the Ran, he admits that there is this type of mitzvah, just he claims it doesn't apply to Shomer Ginosu Pardesim. The Ritva as well, his interpretation of the Gemara would seem to imply that the second type of mitzvah doesn't hold true. That even Abaye never held of such a concept of mitzvah. Ritva takes a different track. He takes us in a different direction than Rashi. Rashi, the simple version of Rashi, not like the Meiri, Rashi felt Abaye is mechadishim a new type of mitzvah. And then we have two pshatim, Bedas Rava, why does he argue? Right? Does he argue fundamentally and say there is no second type of mitzvah? Or does he say, no, there can be a second type of mitzvah, but it doesn't apply over here? Comes the Ritva, and he has a totally different version of this machlokas. What does the Ritva say? What's Abaye suggesting? Shomrei peres ginus upadezim p'turim b'yam v'yam b'layla. She'ein regilin lovo levatein klal. Huparchina v'lev nusuga hasam. Amar Abaye, teshra kenta duru. Dr. Ritva. The kevan she'ein derech l'kvoa sham, eino chayev lasos sham sukkah. Since it's not normal to be koveya his dira there, he's not chayev to make a sukkah there. That's what Abaye is saying. It's not normal for him to be koveya there, he's not chayev to make a sukkah there. That's what Teshu came to do means. That's what we're talking about. Nothing to do with tircha to bring kelim there. What is he talking about? So Rav Tzipa Zafrank suggests that maybe what the Ritva means is like what the Rivav writes on the Rif. Perish Rivav. If you're still on the Ran, look at the Rivav. It's on the side of Rashi. Look at the Rivav and see what he says. You see, it's very similar to the Ritva. What's Abaye saying? Abaye Mateshu Ketaduru, Klomar, Eino Dom Chayev Leishev Besukha, Ela Beshoshu Rogi Leishev Shayim Osashona Bevesa. When is a person chayav to sit in the sukkah? Only if it's normal for him in Shayim Hashanah, not on sukkahs, to be in his bayit. B'shom beginu supardesim la'olam einam regilim leishe bevesim kiyim beginu supardesim hilkach turim heim min ha-sukkah b'miyam heim b'layla. Dr. Rivav, what's Abaye saying? Teshu kentaduru, a person's only chayav to sit in the sukkah if it's normal for him to sit in his bayit. But if he's not sitting in his bayit, then he's potter from sitting in the sukkah. What's going on over here? Didn't we just say that the person's bias should be determined, should be nikva based on where he is? The Shomeginus and Pradesim have two batim. They have a bias in the Sada, and they have a bias not in the Sada. So they should be chayav to sit in the Sukkah, Ke'en Taduru, at each period of time during the year, Ke'en, their bias, where they are. Comes the Rivav and says, no, that's not the case. Abaye argues with that. And the Ritva perhaps is saying the same thing. What's Abaye saying? Abaye is saying the nature of the mitzvah of Sukkah is that same midiras keva v'shev bidiras arai. The mitzvah of sukkah is that you take a diras arai and you turn it into a diras keva. You take your sukkah, which is a temporary dwelling, it's not as strong, and you turn it into a diras keva. Dr. Abaye, only where a person has a diras keva, then he's mechuyev to leave the diras keva, to go to the diras arai and turn it into keva. So only when the ginosu parde, when the shomer ginosu pardesim are b'besam, Shehu Kavua, only when they live in their regular bias, that's a bias keva, the mechuyev to leave the bias keva, to go to a dira sarai and to turn it into keva, to go to the sukkah and turn it into keva. But when they're basode, since the sode is not a bias keva, the sukkah sashomim, the place that they're living in normally, is not a kevadika structure, then the whole mitzvah sukkah doesn't apply. That's what Teshu Ketadu means. Teshu Ketadu means go to a diras arai, leave your diras keva, go to a diras arai, and establish it as a diras keva. So only when you have a diras keva, where you have a somewhat permanent structure, a structure that looks keva, then you mechuyev the mitzvah sukkah. Comes Abaye and says, the shomer ginus upardesim don't have that structure in the sada. So they don't have the structure in the sada, the whole mitzvah of sukkah doesn't apply to them. That's where they're potter then by Yemim Alayim. Totally different idea. Abaye is not talking, according to the Ritva and the Rivav, Abaye is not talking about a Ptur Mitzdara, because he Mitzdara to get to the Sukkah. Nothing to do with that. It's a new approach to the Mitzvah Sukkah, that the Mitzvah Sukkah is take a Diras Arai, turn it into a Diras Keva, but leave your Diras Keva. Go to Diras Arai instead of your Diras Keva, and establish it as a Diras Keva. So only where you have a Diras Keva, where you have a somewhat permanent structure, you have a Mitzvah Sukkah. Shomeginus Upardesim, in the field, they don't have a Diras Keva. So that's why the whole Mitzvah Sukkah doesn't apply to them. A new approach. A new approach. Alright, so tomorrow what we're going to have to figure out, I'll take your question in just a moment. Tomorrow we'll have to figure out what's Rava going to say. What's Rava going to say to this? But either way, no matter what Rava says, clearly according to the Ritva's understanding of the Gemara, we're not going to have this new Ptur of Mitzvah. Right, Mitzvah to get to the Sukkah. That's really the question that we're addressing over here. Does Abaye hold of this new Ptur of Mitzvah to get to the Sukkah? And how does Rava react? So even if Abaye really holds of the new Ptur of Mitzvah, like Rashi would say, Right? Not everyone agree. Not everyone claims that Rava disagrees. Maybe Rava Taka admits to the Ptur, but he explains Shema Gidus and Pradesi differently. Right? Maybe he admits, maybe he doesn't admit. So, one way to knock out this Ptur Mitzvah is to say Rava maybe argues fundamentally and says the whole Ptur Mitzvah to get to the Sukkah doesn't apply against the Ran. But according to the Ritzvah, you don't even have to say that. Abaye never even was Mechadish such a Ptur Mitzvah. Even he never held that there's a Ptur Mitzvah to get to the Sukkah. He was just saying that if you don't have a Diras Keva, you're not living in a Diras Keva, in that Mokum, then you're not chayav in the Mitzvah Sukkah B'chlal. So look at some of the other makaras. We have to figure out who admits to this Ptur Mitzvah and who doesn't. And then we'll take it to the poskim. Look at the Magen Avraham. You'll see the Magen Avraham has a yesod here. Whether the Ptur of Mitzvah applies if a person is only Mitzvah to get to the Sukkah.